You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Hello. Hey, Joshua.
Thank you. Excited, Joshua.
We understand put a male voice in there too.
We understand that at this time on your planet, you're getting ready to celebrate something. You're getting ready for holidays. You deem this as a special time. And we want all of those of you who are on this call now to think about in the days that are coming now that you have gained some clarity and you have gained a new understanding of what's really happening. You can understand when your emotions are being triggered by some limiting belief because somebody or something or the conditions or even yourself are doing something you're not supposed to do or behaving in a way that you would wish would be different than it is. And as you proceed now from a new vibration, from a new perspective, you could know that there is no wrong with any of it. And that other people are just reacting because they are perceiving their reality in a way that either aligns with how their inner selves are perceiving that reality, or some limiting belief has triggered some small fear, and they're dipping down and bringing up an urge to change the conditions. And when times get intense, such as the time around a holiday, when people wish for things to go a certain way, and if something intrudes on that desire that they have cast for this special time that they have built up a lot of emotion and energy around, they're going to feel fear and they're going to react to urges and they're going to want to change conditions. And sometimes you're the condition they want to change. And you must also be aware about how you are feeling. Are you feeling in joy? Are you feeling allowing? Are you going with the flow? Or are you too wishing things were different than they are? Are you wishing things would be better or people would behave better than they are behaving? Does this interfere with your vibration and your alignment? Now you can take a step back and you can realize that you're in absolute charge of every single thing that happens in this time coming up because you are in charge of your perspective and you can see it all from a higher perspective, one that it doesn't matter, that it's not wrong, that things are working out and people are just going through what they perceive as their reality based on their belief system. Their belief system is unique, just as yours is. And so they will perceive things in a different way because you'll perceive them in a different way as well. And so sometimes people would get frustrated, which means that they're not in alignment. They would get guilty because they're not in alignment. They're approaching life from the old approach of victimhood and control. And they're trying to control things to get what they think they want. You can realize now what you truly want. And what you truly want is to be an example of alignment. You want to be who you truly are, be the authentic version of you, be the version of you that exists in the non-physical, in physical reality, being an example of alignment, understanding that you can change your perspective, that when you feel negative emotion, you can understand the underlying limiting belief, and you can process that limiting belief in the moment, in your head. And if conditions get too intense for you, you can always leave the room. You can always talk about something different. You can always put your focus on what you do prefer and what you do appreciate. And if you can maintain your alignment at this time, where other people are sometimes in alignment and sometimes out of alignment, they will see you and they will ask, what are you doing differently? What has happened to you? What have you learned? What do you know that I do not know? And you will notice that you will receive inspiration. And that inspiration will come forth not to change them, but to explain what you've learned in a way that they can perceive, that is not too drastic from what they already believe, that is in alignment with their true selves. And when you look at everyone around you at this time, at this special holiday time for you, that they are in essence of Source itself, that they are not separate from you or separate from Source, that you are one with everyone, and things do not have to be different than they are. If you can go into this holiday season with a sense of oneness and a sense of empowerment, understanding that you are Source itself and that you are creating it all, you can create the most magical holiday season that you've ever experienced in your life. And so we say to you, go forth and experiment with being what the essence of this holiday is all about. Being Source, being love, and invoking everything you do from a state of love. Those of you who are listening to this at a later date can now reflect on what happened during Christmas, what happened during the holidays, what happened during New Year's. And you can say, oh, I can see what happened there. Some people were just in fear. I was just in a bit of fear, and I acted on an urge to change the condition. That condition never had to change because it was always perfect. Now I can see how it was always perfect. And so going forth in the new year of 2020, the thing that you will receive most of all in this year is this clarity we're talking about right now. The clarity to understand who you truly are, to live in that authentic version of you, to understand that everyone else is a pure, positive being of love who is acting in a bit of fear from time to time. And you can give them leeway to sift and sort without needing to change them so that you can feel good. How you feel is in your own hands. How you feel is based on your perspective. If you can use your imagination in an empowered way, you can change your perspective so that it aligns with who you truly are and aligns with your inner self's perspective, because your inner self understands fully who you truly are. And with that, we would like to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to go first?
I would.
Excellent.
This is Mitt or Simran here. So I'm super fortunate that this holiday season I get to spend it with people who are like-minded and are part of this this world. So I don't have a holiday question to ask, but so I'm dog sitting and house sitting, and dog, goat, chicken, bunny, and house sitting, and I have this way of going, okay, well, I don't have to follow the rules exactly, right? And that's an understanding that we have in this experience, that there's these rules, but really, do we have to follow them? So one of the guidelines that is set for this house sitting gig is that the dogs eat at between 7 and 8, and they have to go out to go potty at that time. And they have dinner between 4 and 5. So there's this pretty strict schedule, and that I shouldn't be away from the house for more than 4 hours at a time. So the first couple of days, it did not go as that. I basically said, I forgive myself for the fact that I didn't get there on time. Everything will be okay. When I got here, the power was out, so that was a little weird. But then the next day, I woke up late, tried to adjust the schedule. I fed them late. Then the following morning, I ended up sleeping in a little bit more and woke up to a dog that had, been sick all over the dining room. And he was throwing up for several hours. And I had this sense of clarity that came over me that is, there are certain guidelines and certain rules that maybe I should follow. And that was the inspiration. That was because at a point I was going, how is this for me? How is this for me? Because then while I was out in the yard, it's a big property, one of the dogs took off and I couldn't find him. And I was like, everything's going to be okay, but how is this for me? And I realized that I have a tendency to just say, I don't need to follow all the rules, but maybe there's some that we should follow, like taking care of someone else's dogs and taking care of someone else's house. I guess my question is, what does Joshua have to say about that?
There are two ways to look at this. You could look at, the only rule that I ever need to follow is the rule of my own alignment, by choosing my own perspective and by realizing that everything that's happening to me is actually happening for me, and that there is no wrong anywhere in the universe, and that I will obey my inspiration, and that inspiration is always coming from a higher place, from a perspective that at times I cannot see. So when I am inspired, I will act on that inspiration, and this could be the only rule that you follow. Or you come from a place where it says, rules are horrible, they're meant to control me, I will not be controlled, and therefore I will disobey every rule I can because they do not apply to me as a limitless being, and they should not have rules. They should allow me to do whatever I'm inspired to do, and if they have rules, then that's a limitation that I will not abide by because I think rules in general are wrong. And so if you go from a place of acceptance of everything is going to work out, these are their rules, I will follow them if it's okay, if it's the right timing, that's all fine. They're fine for having their rules. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to control their reality. And I will easily and effortlessly work within this environment. Or I will do my own thing. I will not pay attention to the rules. The rules are bad. Do you see the difference between the two perspectives? If you are against rules and trying to prove that rules are wrong, well, the universe is never going to agree with you. And so you'll go through manifestation events that show you that there's no need to come at anything from a point of wrong, from a point of resistance. If you can accept that you're able to accommodate someone else's rules and that there's nothing wrong with those rules, and when you cannot accommodate those rules, there's nothing wrong with you. Everything is working out perfectly. You can abide by the rules of wearing a seatbelt, and you can say, I appreciate the seatbelt is here to give me a feeling of security. Or you may say, no one should dictate to me what I should be wearing in my car. If I want to go flying through the windshield, then that should be my choice. And you will have manifestation events around not wearing your seatbelt, if that's the case. It all has to do with resistance. Can you ease into it? Can you see it from a place of love and acceptance? Can you see them not as wrong for having a set of rules, no matter how intense and detailed these rules are? Or are you going to be resisting them? If you can see it with ease, then the rules will never apply to you, and you will never need to have a manifestation about them because you don't have a limiting belief in this area. And so the manifestation events always point to a limiting belief. And the limiting belief in this case might be that rules in general are wrong, and these dogs should be able to eat whenever they want to eat, and this should be this way, and that should be this way, and these people should be different than they are. Whenever you encounter the word should, you're also encountering a limiting belief.
Okay. And it's interesting because I had listened to something that you had talked about before, or that Joshua had talked about before, and basically, the statement was, there's nothing wrong, but there is accepting and understanding the consequences that come with a decision. And that was something that just kind of rang through my mind of, well, I made this decision to wake up later, and this is the consequence that I'm facing, and I accept this. And I went through just kind of a quick acceptance of it all and just thought, okay, following these rules is not hard. It's very simple. I was trying to control the way I wanted it to be. And I thought, this isn't my house. These aren't my pets. This is something of acceptance. So just like when you walk into a store, you know, the rule is to pay for the items that you take. That is something of acceptance. If you choose that I just want to go ahead and take this item and walk out of the store, you accept the consequences that could come with that. So I enjoy these little lessons that kind of remind me that I get it. This makes sense.
The consequences too, in the way that you're talking about them, seem like the manifestation of the worst possible scenario or the manifestation of some fear that you have. So Had they had no rules and something went wrong, then there are no consequences. Have they had these rules and I do not obey these rules, and then there are consequences, well, this is a scenario that I fear. Yet even those consequences will be for your highest good and benefit, and for the benefit of all involved. And there can be no wrong. Now, people living in fear may cast blame because they are not realizing they are the creators of their reality, and they are relying on someone else to control for them that which they cannot control. The reason you were there in the first place is to control an environment because of the fear of without you there, which is a logical fear that chaos would ensue or something wrong would happen. And so in order to protect themselves from this wrong that would happen, they set up the rules and they employ you so that you can take care or control conditions for them. And you must remember that you are not able to avoid their manifestation events.
Right.
And so if they have a fear about someone new taking over that they do not know, and so they didn't make rules, well, that fear would go with them wherever they are. And then they would have a manifestation event around that. So they set in place these conditions that they feel will relieve them of fear. And that in and of itself is a good thing, because without the wobble in it, then there's no need for this, for anything to go in a direction that would cause them to need to find a limiting belief. So you are only responsible for your part in it. And if it causes a manifestation event in someone else, so be it. Because the manifestation event will always point out a limiting belief for them. And you're not required to help them avoid their manifestation events. In fact, quite the opposite.
Right.
If you did something that caused them to feel negative emotion, well, that entire event is for their benefit. That way, you know for certain you cannot do anything wrong. Everything is right. There is no wrong. Everything is perfect. Waking up late happens to be perfect because it allows you to see something from another perspective. In this case, realize your association with rules and then ask this question, which other people will gain the benefit of that, you see.
Right.
So
right.
Is it your decision to sleep in late or wake up late? Or is it the universe working everything out for everyone?
Well, everything just worked out, you know?
Everything is always
working out. No one died.
Everything is always working out. So the sleeping in late could have been seen as a mistake or something wrong. Mm-hmm. And yet it worked out perfectly.
Right.
Because it allowed you to see this limiting belief or this association you have with rules and look at it from another perspective. And this is all you're doing as you're expanding through experience is gaining the benefit of that experience so that you can see something from another perspective if you're able to realize what is actually going on here, if you're able to have the clarity to see what your feelings are telling you, what your negative emotion is telling you. It's telling you you're simply looking at it from a perspective that's not empowering. And it's not moving you or allowing you to be who you truly are.
Understood.
Excellent.
I like it. Thank you.
I would like to kind of piggyback on what you just said about the sleeping in late. There was a really horrible car accident in my town yesterday, a fatality. And my girlfriend, she had her granddaughter with her. And if she like never hits the snooze button ever, but yesterday morning she hit the snooze button and laid in bed for 8 minutes when she usually just jumps out of bed. And because of that delay, it saved her life because she would have been right at where the accident was if she had not slept in late.
So and at this first is she a- was kind of. This is a way of looking at things to say, thank God this happened so that I avoided something unwanted. And if that didn't happen, then the outcome could have been disastrous. And what we would like you to say is, this is just one of a million things that would have happened. Had she hit the snooze button or not hit the snooze button, it doesn't matter. Had she not hit the snooze button and got up and got ready and went at the same time, then something else would have delayed her. Then her daughter might have hit the snooze button or might have had trouble dressing or something might have happened to the breakfast, or they may have been inspired to take another route, or they may have been stopped at more red lights than usual. Unless it is for the benefit of all involved, they cannot be involved in what you would say is an accident, because it's not an accident. It's never an accident. Those who are involved came together perfectly to get whatever they needed to get. One of those things they needed to get was an easy and effortlessly means of transition to the non-physical. And so when you say it's a terrible accident, you could all say it's a wonderful set of circumstances that led to the outcome that everyone truly wanted, but at the time, from their limited perspective, it appeared as if it was something unwanted.
So a question that I had when we were talking about it, was it like her inner being giving her the thought to hit the snooze button?
Always giving you thoughts. Now, she could have been in resistance and said, no, I am not hitting the snooze button. I have to get up. I have to do this. She could have ignored her inner self telling her that now is an appropriate time to hit the snooze button. And even if she did hit the snooze button, she could have rushed and gotten out of the house on time anyway. But then something else would have happened. Some other inspiration would have come. Some other person would have been inspired. There is no reason to worry about any of this or to fear any of it. It will always happen perfectly. You cannot be in danger. If you were hearing a story about a plane that crashed and everyone on that plane died and someone missed the plane because they got late to the airport or a connecting flight was delayed, it was because that person had no need to be on that plane. It was not for the benefit of the person. But possibly it was for the benefit of the feeling of this narrow escape. And the narrow escape could have brought someone to a new perspective or a new appreciation of life. And so all of those who perceive that they could have been there and what that would have happened and how lucky they are, well, in the belief that there is luck, they're operating in some form as a victim, perceiving that something outside them could create in their reality, which is absolutely not true and not possible. What is actually happening is the universe is lining up everything so perfectly that everyone gets the perspective they need from every event, and that there are no accidents, there is no luck, nothing is random whatsoever. Everything is orchestrated perfectly. But from your perspective, you perceive that things are happening in a haphazard way. But if you knew all the information around every event, every thought that every person was thinking as they were headed towards this event and the entirety of their life and including their pre-birth intentions, you would no longer believe in any luck or randomness. You would see everything is orchestrated perfectly by powers beyond your ability to conceive them.
Wow. Thank you for the clarity on that.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Osha. It's Pernilla.
Hi, Pernilla.
I wonder about, I can see now more and more often that I get like 1-2 seconds when everything is clear and I get total clarity and it feels like the illusion disappears. But then when I start to think and start to try to catch the thought, everything disappears again and it's normal again. What's that about?
Do you want absolute clarity in every moment? And if you had absolute clarity in every moment, with the illusion completely dissipating from you so that you knew that you were source itself, that everyone else is source itself, and that you're one with all that is, would that be preferable to the life you're living now?
Probably not.
You are sifting and sorting through life, expanding through every experience, coming to understand who you truly are in a thoughtful and intentional journey of self-exploration, self-discovery. And so from the times of clarity, it just means that you are on a high vibrational level right there. And yet you still want to sift and sort and to think about things and to put them in perspective and to analyze your own belief system and your own idea of who you truly are and come to more and more and more clarity about the power that exists within you, as well as the doubt that exists within you and the play between the true essence of who you are and this doubtful, fear-based essence of who you are all playing together because you have a set of limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs will never be completely evaporated so that you can see with clarity all the time because they will still be there in some form. You can reduce the intensity of them to a wonderful degree and live in more joy and more ease and more acceptance and more love in general and see things more clearly in general. And then you'll get times of great joy that are fleeting. Because in the non-physical, you'll have nothing but clarity, nothing but joy, nothing but love. There will be nothing serious going on. There will be no real expansive moments or experiences. There'll be a lot of play and a lot of scenarios that you'll create all the while knowing what you're doing. You come into physical reality with this illusion that you're separate and then somehow come along to this idea that you are source itself, that you are one with all that is, that you are powerful, undeniably worthy. And then you play with that idea against your limiting beliefs. And so in playing with those limiting beliefs and working through them, you're going to get times of joy, more and more times of joy. And you're going to get some manifestation events in there too. And you're going to have a feeling about what's happening in the future. And you might have anxiety or a little fear or doubt about what's coming in the future because you still have the limiting belief and the fear of loss. And so it's all a wonderful thing. When it comes in the moment, just enjoy it. Maybe you can add another half second to it. Maybe you can spend a little time in meditation. Maybe you can write it down. Maybe you can talk about it with a friend. Maybe you can make a video and record yourself in those moments. And you are not supposed to be an expert in everything overnight. You can get better and better and better at receiving clarity and dragging it out a little longer. But always remember those limiting beliefs that you adopted throughout your life will still be there in some form, and they will allow you to expand through experiences and see those limiting beliefs from another perspective. And this is what you want. You do not want the complete removal of limiting beliefs because then physical reality would serve no purpose and you would transition immediately. So we will say, in essence, the complete removal of your limiting beliefs equals death. And you don't want to die right now, do you?
No.
You're happy and having a little bit of fun playing around with these ideas, and you would like to hang out a little longer. So enjoy the moments of joy, enjoy the moments of ease, enjoy the moments of clarity, and realize that this is a new approach to life. And with a little patience and practice, you will get more extended moments of all these things, but never fully. You will always have manifestation events and negative emotion letting you know where you are. And this is part of your exploration.
Okay. So that it's my inner being that shows me now that this is the clarity. This is the way
your
clarity
inner
is.
Being has always shown you clarity. Your inner being has always had a perfectly clear perspective on your life. When you feel very, very good, you are close to that perspective. When you feel just okay, you're not as close to that perspective. When you feel a little bored, you're sort of away from that perspective. When you feel depression, you are far away from that perspective. Yet that clarity is always being sent to you. It's your achievement in your new way of looking at life that allows you to glimpse the clarity that has always been coming to you. In fact, the clarity that was coming to you when you were a child. When you were 2 years old, you had the greatest clarity. When you were 1 day old, you had tremendous clarity. But you didn't need it. You see then? You didn't need the clarity because you didn't need to control anything. And so now you might perceive that clarity will enable you to control your reality even better than before. And so you might say, ooh, I want to get more clarity because then I'll have more control over my emotions because I don't want to feel negative emotion. I only want to feel positive emotion. And we say, this is part of your conditioning to avoid negative emotion and always be seeking the positive emotion. And we say, if you can look at negative emotion from the highest perspective, you will see the negative emotion is so beneficial that you would never want to be without it. And because you're taking negative emotion personally, saying, if I was better than I was, I wouldn't be in this situation. I wouldn't feel these feelings. I wouldn't have this happen to me. This is why you don't like negative emotion. Otherwise, it's simply like a little feeling. When a deer runs into a wolf, the deer has a little fear, a little negative emotion. And so the deer runs away, and as soon as the deer is away from the wolf, the deer feels no more negative emotion, but appreciates the negative emotion because the deer was able to reach down and get an urge to change the conditions, and that urge came quickly, and instantaneously, the deer ran away. But as soon as the deer was free, the deer felt good again, back into alignment. Did not take the wolf as, you shouldn't be here. Did not take itself seriously as, I shouldn't have been there. Things should have been different than they were. I can't believe I almost was killed in this situation. You see, animals don't see it that way. Humans do, because they use their power of imagination in an unempowering way. Does that answer the question?
Yes. Excellent. Thank you.
Very good.
Joshua, can I ask the question?
Please.
Yeah. So this probably can continue with these negative emotions. And I listened to week 7 teachings yesterday, and I understand them profoundly now, and acceptance and what we actually do want. But there is this, there is still earthly want that is attached to these feelings that I understand that I want. I want the feelings and I want to experience the feelings, but there's this earthly events that I still want. And so
you still perceive that if this desire is manifested, you will feel this feeling you are not cultivating yet.
Yeah, in a way. So I'm now cultivating my feelings, and that feels really good. And now my question to you is really, you always talk about detach from the outcome, right? And so I am thinking, like, how do I detach from that outcome? So what is that attachment? What kind of fear is that? And I'm not going to get what I want? Or what is that attachment? Talk to me about that a bit.
Imagine that you wanted a beautiful gold necklace for Christmas. And the whole time you're thinking about this gold necklace, and you're saying how much you would love to have a gold necklace and how beautiful it is and how wonderful you'd have with this gold necklace. And so as long as you're going along and it seems like the gold necklace is going to come, you're going to use that as your excuse to feel good. But if you perceive no one's going to give you this gold necklace, then you're going to say, why does this happen to me? Why don't I have anyone to give me a gold necklace? Now, let's say that you perceive that everything's going along well, and you're going to get this gold necklace, Christmas Day comes, and you get a toaster instead. Now, are you going to feel positive emotion or negative emotion?
Well, probably negative, because I want that gold necklace.
You were attached to the specific thing.
Right.
The thing you wanted. But the universe brought you the thing that you needed. Now, we're not saying that you needed a toaster, but you needed the emotion of not receiving what you wanted, to understand that what you wanted was not what you truly wanted. Because you were relying on the manifestation of this desire of a gold necklace to make you feel something in physical reality. And since that does not work, that is opposite of the laws of the universe, for you to be who you need to be, who you desire to be, who you truly want to be, who you intended to be prior to your birth, to go along this path of self-discovery, that manifestation event was perfectly necessary.
Right. So in summary, then, how do you release these attachments to the ideas, to the wants and wishes or whatever? How do we actually do that?
You are an amazing controller of your reality. You are a doer. You are an achiever. You have gotten everything you've wanted.
Yeah.
You have made it happen. And yet, can you see your human power of doing and efforting and struggling compared to the universe's power that created worlds and planets and universes. So which one would you like to rely on?
Oh, the universe always, yeah.
And so when you're attached to something, it's your idea of how you would make it happen. Mm-hmm. Instead of having faith that when I cultivate my emotion, when I cultivate my feelings, when I cultivate my alignment, when I choose higher perspectives, when I realize that everything is coming from inside to outside, then I will rely on the universe to bring the most elegant manifestations of how I'm feeling. And I need not do anything other than to cultivate these feelings from a sense of love, worthiness, and inner peace and joy and ease, you see. Instead of doing to achieve something, you be, and let the universe bring you a reflection of what you want. Now, let's say that you had this idea for this gold necklace. This is the thing you want. And you say, this is a beautiful thing. I'll be so happy when I get it. And so you get this gold necklace. And you could say, this is the perfect gold necklace. This is exactly what I wanted. You may have taken the advertisement out of the magazine, put it in an envelope, and sent it off to the person who would get this for you, you see. And then you receive it on Christmas Day, and you say, aha, this is what I wanted. And then something is weird because you don't feel as excited as you thought you would feel. And this is always the case when you manifest something yourself. Mm-hmm. Now imagine saying, I am here to go with joy in every moment leading up to this day. I do not count on this day to give me something I think I want. I want to be surprised and delighted, and I have no attachment. If I receive nothing or the gold necklace or something else, I will be delighted. Just having this curiosity of what's going to manifest. So I have no attachment to outcome. And so you receive something, and it is the most spectacular thing that you've ever seen, that you couldn't even imagine this, that you've never seen anything like it before. And the feeling of love that you feel to the person who gave it to you is one of the feelings that aligns with the feeling of love for yourself, the feeling of love that Source is. Imagine the feeling of love that Source emits to all. Mm. This is the feeling you want, not the attachment to something to make you feel some paltry version of what you think you really want, you see. If you could live a life in simply being in the moment, accepting what is, practicing love and appreciation, meditating, quieting the mind, not being attached to any outcomes, realizing that your desires set in lack of are never going to manifest the way you want them to, the way you think that would make you feel. They could manifest, but you're not going to feel that way. But your pre-birth desires, your pre-birth intentions to express your love, to experience true freedom and abundance, to explore who you truly are, and to expand in joy, not in suffering. If you had this ease about you, then every single event, every experience would be one of joy without any attachment to anything, especially about how people perceive you or how you think things should be going, so that you can be seen as worthy primarily, with just your innate knowing of your worthiness, then every single experience that you have will be an expansive experience in joy. And so the way to joy and out of suffering is the release of this attachment to anything you think you need. Mm. Allow the universe to bring it to you, because you do not know the consequences of the manifested desire that you're creating from a place of lack. Create from a place of joy, meaning see everything as perfect as it is in this moment. Know that everything was perfect in the past. and that everything will be perfect in the future. And your only purpose here is to do what you're inspired to do, to follow your highest excitement, to express your love, and to experience true freedom and true abundance on a path of self-discovery that will lead you to the most magnificent manifestations and life experience that you could ever imagine. In fact, beyond that imagination. The universe has more power than you can possibly conceive. But as those of you who live a life of achievement and creation and doing and proving and justifying, well, then you tend to trust your own creative abilities rather than allow the universe to do it. So it will take a little bit of time here to transition from the old approach to life to this new approach to life that defies everything you've been taught. It's a process of unlearning.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Excellent.
I have to say something in regards to that, and I apologize if it's loud. It's, guess what? It's raining in Seattle.
We have rules against this.
So
it sounds like there's a little wobble in this vibration.
I've gotten so excited by something, it brought me to tears, and it was things that I didn't know I wanted. And exactly. the first one was when my brother called me to tell me that I was going to be an auntie. I had no idea. I wanted to be an auntie so bad. I had to hang up with him because I was losing it. I was bawling and like, I was started hyperventilating, and the joy and the abundance that him having children has brought me, I can't even explain. And I had no idea that that's what I was.
This is true. This is true that you may not have had the conscious awareness of what you wanted. But you had the pre-birth intention, who you truly are, had always had this desire. Those people in your life are there for you. And many of them, we will say that to some degree, all of them, even your enemies, are part of this agreement that you had pre-birth. And so it's hard for humans to understand all the ramifications of all these intentions that they made prior to their birth, especially the agreements with others, because they might say, I would never have an agreement with this person because this person is not the person for me, and this person should not have been in my life. But if you look at the vast majority of the people in your life, they somehow align with your frequency perfectly. The same is true of everyone else you do not think aligns with your frequency perfectly. They do. If they're in your life, they're part of your life. So you're all playing together with everyone else, having pre-birth intentions, desires, and agreements. And when those agreements are fulfilled, you will receive things beyond anything you ever thought you wanted, which includes manifestation events as well. You see, there is no true difference between great joy in an event, a beneficial manifestation event that's showing you your beneficial beliefs, or one that shows your limiting beliefs. You want the manifestation event. You want the manifestation of this thing that's coming into your life. When you agree with it and feel joy, you are simply feeling the perspective of your inner self on this. And many times it's surprising when you agree. You didn't think you wanted what you received. Because in the not planning of the thing you think you wanted, you allow the space for everything you do want to come through. But the exact same thing is true in everything you don't want. Everything that you get that you do not want is also for you in exactly the same way. Yet from your perspective, you are disagreeing with the perspective of your inner self and coming out of alignment. So then alignment is nothing more, this joy you're feeling, alignment is nothing more than your perception of your reality that's perfectly aligned with your inner self's perspective of your reality. You see? So in those moments of joy, you're always getting what you want, whether you know you want it or not, because it aligns with who you truly are. And in those cases of joy, you're seeing it from a very high perspective. You're saying, this is good because it aligns with who you truly are and a set of beneficial beliefs. But the same thing could have happened. The exact same event could have happened. And this event has happened to other people where they say, how could my brother do this to me? How could he have his own family? How could he bring children into this world? This is a terrible thing. And that's simply the perspective that is not aligned with the inner self's perspective, seeing it as wrong. And so do you need things to actually happen? Or would it be more beneficial to always choose your inner self's perspective of your life in every moment? And if you did that, then coming up to a red light would just be as joy-filled as having a new niece or nephew.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joshua, it's JoJo. Hi.
Hi, JoJo.
I want to jump in on that because I think just hearing you answer that question might have given me a I wouldn't say a new perspective, but maybe a clearer perspective. So is it basically our purpose here to come in and expand mainly to, like you said, if we're a manifestation event, whether we're just to feel an emotion, so whether it's something that's pleasing, like Sheeta said, or something opposite of that that's displeasing, is our whole purpose just to come here, notice those emotions, and in the new approach, see how it correlates to our inner being. So obviously, if we feel joy, we're in alignment. If we don't, that gives us an opportunity to expand by processing those limiting beliefs and emotions, and then casting new desires. I mean, is that really the whole gist of it, just to come in and play with these manifestation events and experiences and just allow the universe to give us these gifts to explore that and process that? I mean, is it really just that simple?
Brilliantly said from a perspective of the new approach to life. In the new approach to life, you have more clarity, and so you are choosing intentionally to create perspectives that are aligned with your inner self's perspective, using your imagination to seeing how good everything is, to seeing the positive and what you might have perceived as the negative, to see that this experience points to a beneficial or limiting belief and that you can process those limiting beliefs. And you could also raise the intensity of beneficial beliefs. In the new approach to life, this is a intentional, joy-filled expansion towards understanding more and more about who you truly are. Yet that isn't the reason you came. The reason you came was to have all kinds of experiences which you would perceive from this perspective as monumentous, important, real. And in the movement through those experiences, whether you expand in joy or suffering, you're still expanding. And what you're doing is you're expanding this idea of who you are as source itself, or who source is, or you're ignoring all of that completely. And it doesn't matter, because when you transition to non-physical, you'll get the benefit of every desire that you've had, of every expansive experience you've ever had, of every thought you've ever had, of every all the resistance that you've had, and you will see source from another perspective, from an expanded perspective, from the new that you are always seeking, whether you're in the non-physical or the physical. You had pre-birth intentions, and one of those intentions was to somehow get on a path of empowered self-discovery, the discovery of your true self. And so you were led to these teachings and this information and to the boot camp and to this community of people who are on that path at their own level, you see. Because you've come to an idea that the approach that most humans are adopting, especially in Western civilization, is this approach of control. Now, while that is still an expansive approach, it is an approach based in fear, and the expansion causes suffering. Not always, but much of the time it causes suffering. Imagine expanding in joy just as you intended. How would one do that? Well, the simple answer is the understanding of the system. If I'm expanding in joy, it's because I'm choosing a perspective which is based on beneficial beliefs that aligns with the true reality and what my inner self is seeing. And if I expand through an experience and call it wrong, I'm expanding in suffering, which is not necessary. But since most people do not have the full information or are not ready to believe what we were talking about here, they will see themselves as victims. And victims sometimes expand in joy and sometimes expand in suffering. If you intentionally understand that all the wants, needs that you thought you needed to control your reality were based in fear, and you can release your attachment to those things, primarily what people think of you, primarily the attainment of some idea of worthiness. If you could release your attachment to any of that and simply focus on the magnificent, limitless being of pure positive love that you are, who is living a human life in your town, going to your work, interacting with your friends and your mate, and living this physical life, but now from this understanding that there's more going on and there's another way to look at things. And you can realize, oh, it's just a limiting belief. I didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. The conditions are not wrong. It's just a limiting belief. Let's take a look at this exact same subject from a higher perspective. How could this be for me, before them, and before the conditions? How could this be right instead of wrong? Oh, I can see how possibly it's right now. We guarantee you in 10 years you will look back on any event and see it perfectly, see it as right, unless you're using your imagination to perceive that if that thing in the past didn't happen, I would be better off now. But if you're using your imagination in an empowering way, realizing that everything is happening for you so you can take this journey of self-discovery to discover who you truly are, then you can do everything in joy because you're now not needing to be validated by outside conditions. Therefore, you have no attachment to anything. If you saw yourself as source, would you care about the future?
No.
If you saw yourself as source, would you regret the past?
No.
If you saw yourself as perfect as you are, would you need the conditions or other people to tell you that you're worthy?
No.
And so if any event happened in this day, would you possibly be able to say that you made a mistake or that you did something wrong or that anyone else did anything wrong? Would you be able to see anything as not perfect or as imperfect? You wouldn't be able to see anything as imperfect because you're source and you're seeing it all as perfect as it is. You wouldn't make judgments because you would say that everything is created by me since I am source and all of my creations are perfect. This is who you truly are. You are truly source. All of you are source with the illusion that you're separate from source or you're inferior to source or that you're living in a malevolent environment. You're having to survive and protect yourself at every turn. And this causes you to feel fear and create urges to control conditions, people, and especially yourselves. If you gave up all of that, guess what? There's nothing other than joy. So will there always be joy? No, because you will always have limiting beliefs. But now you can see those limiting beliefs as simply baggage that you collected along the way that are false, every single one of them, and that need not be dragged along with you. You can leave them by the curb. Even if there's a rule against leaving luggage by the curb, you can still do it. And you can go forward and say, I need not carry that around anymore. It'll be somewhere there in my vibration, but that's okay. As I go forward, I'm going to look with clarity on what's really happening. What's really happening is everything is perfect as it is, and I don't need to do anything. And if you can get to that state, guess what? You're in alignment. And in alignment, you'll be inspired to things that will lead you to experiences that will blow your mind. And you'll say, I never knew this was possible. I never knew I could feel this way. I never knew I could feel this joy. I didn't even know I wanted that.
So when you said that, when you have a manifestation event, let's say you talked earlier about a fear of loss, which, by the way, I did get the job that I mentioned, and, you know, of course you knew that, and I took it, but I'm experiencing manifestation events around that, including my boyfriend's mother-in-law because of no vacation time. So you said, as long as I process my limiting beliefs, my vibration's still there, I have more manifestation events, I keep processing it, seeing things from a broader perspective, as long as I'm quick on that and keep processing, it'll somewhat, maybe not get rid of, but diminish.
Let's take the look of fear of loss. In this new job, you fear that you lost your real estate license. What did you really lose?
Opportunity for more money.
So possibilities. You perceive that you lost possibilities.
Yes.
And yet the possibilities are not yours to worry about. The possibilities are the universe's to worry about. You're still trying to control your future by what you think you need now. Instead of allowing you to go with the flow, this job came up, it seemed interesting, I applied for it, I got it, I'm exploring what this is right now, I'm exploring this perception of loss of my real estate license that I was attached to. You see, had this been a year ago, you would have been more attached to this real estate license. And so you could not have gotten this job. And so without the attachment to the real estate license, you open up possibilities that were not available to you then. So you're in your use of your unempowered imagination, you're saying, I'm giving up possibilities, rather than realizing that you're gaining so many more possibilities. And that it's the attachment to this thing called a real estate license that is done so in resistance and in fear. And in resistance and fear, you limit what can come to you. Without any attachments to anything, what can come to you is limitless. So you gain potential by moving through fear and releasing your attachment to anything.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, thank you so much.
Excellent. This has been an amazing, wonderful, exhilarating conversation. We hope you enjoy your next few days as you celebrate the end of this year and as you embrace the beginning of 2020, as you move forward in 2020 in more clarity, with more focus, understanding what's actually happening in this reality, what's actually happening with your emotions, what's actually happening with your perspective. As you move forward, you are going to unleash more possibilities to receive more feelings of more experiences that you didn't even know were possible for you, that you didn't know were possible for anyone. The potential for joy and freedom and expansion and abundance is limitless because you are source. The simple fact is that you do not see yourself as source, and this is resistant. You do not see yourself as all that is of one with all, and that's a little resistant. The higher you see yourself, the perspective that you take on yourself means what the experience of life will be for you. So see yourself as brilliant, magnificent creators of your reality, drawing forth all that you need from a loving and supportive universe, and just go with whatever inspires you, not being attached to any outcome or anything that you think you can lose. And you will walk into a future that will delight and thrill you more than you could possibly imagine. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.